Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
Here's Tua, stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws, end zone,
touchdown!
Touchdown, Alabama! Devontae Smith, touchdown, Alabama! And the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain.
Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah,
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something. 30, he's 40, got something.
50.
He's got
40,
it. He's got
20,
it.
20. 10.
He's got
5,
it.
End zone. Touchdown, Titans. There are no flags on the field. It's a miracle.
This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour with your host, Drake Colley.
And welcome in to the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake in the studio with Big Lou. It is Thursday afternoon. A lot of basketball going on. A lot of baseball going on. It's opening day. It's March Madness. It's chaos. It's just sports chaos today it's all weekend long.
Good kind of chaos, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Great time of year.
I mean, sports nuts and basketball fans and baseball fans, they're walking around with a little skip in their step, just in turning that frown upside down. And I just couldn't be happier as I'm in the studio with Big Lou. I've got my little Red Sox imitation jersey on right here, and I'm feeling it because I'm a Bo Sox fan. And, that's just the way it is.
I think I'm born and raised
in Tennessee, but I'm a Boston Red Sox fan because my older brother was a Yankees fan.
There you go.
And nobody hates each other than older brothers and younger brothers. And nobody hates anybody worse back in the mid-70s than Red Sox hated the Yankees and vice versa. So that's just the way it was. That's when I got interested in pro baseball. And plus, there's nobody to root for in Tennessee. We don't even have a pro team.
So, yeah, you got, a lot of Reds fans, a lot of Braves fans.
Yeah, I mean, because they're geographically, they're just closer. And
right.
even St. Louis and the Cubs. And, there's a big influx of those fans here in Tennessee. But growing up back in the 70s, we didn't have there was like three channels on the TV. There wasn't – you weren't watching anything. You weren't streaming anything. I mean, you weren't – there really was no connection except that for some reason my older brother was a Yankees fan. And so naturally I was a – dang Red Sox fan, true and blue. And I cried back in 96 when they – I mean 86 when the Miracle Mets came back and beat the Red Sox. Bill Buckner's Farm League grounder and all that. I mean, I've been through a lot with them. And that's my team. So, and I ain't backing down. So,
and I think that you don't even have to be a baseball or basketball fan to – have a little skip in your step this time of year.
Sure.
I think you just got to be a sports fan, because even if you don't enjoy watching baseball or having anything to do with baseball throughout the regular season, I don't think I've ever met anybody that, doesn't get excited about MLB opening day.
Sure.
I'm not a humongous baseball
and
fan.
And Sweet 16 weekend. I mean, let's
absolutely
be honest.
It's
if you're lucky enough to have a team, you've got a team you root for in the Sweet 16. I've got my team, Alabama. You've got Tennessee. They're in the Sweet 16. And not a lot of basketball, only 16 groups of basketball fans, college basketball fans, can say that they're involved with still in the tournament this weekend, and it's exciting. And over the next – we'll get it down to 8 within the next 36, 40 hours. We'll probably get it down to 8 teams. And when you talk about the Elite Eight, baby – you're one win away from the Final Four, and anything can happen. So
it's all about the road to the Final Four.
It's really exciting.
I don't know. I said this last night on our baseball broadcast that we covered Central and Spring Hill last night in Spring Hill. I don't know if there's – I started to think about it. There's probably not another affiliate radio station in the entire country that has two teams that they carry that are in the Sweet 16.
That's right. We carry Alabama basketball, Alabama football, obviously Tennessee. Did you all know, and I didn't know if the listeners know this or not, especially you big Orange fans, but this affiliate, 103.7 WKRM in Columbia, right here on West 7th Street, was the very first University of Tennessee affiliate to carry University of Tennessee events, sports, whatever it was. The very first one in the state of Tennessee. You're listening to it basically right now.
First affiliate.
That's right. Yeah. First affiliate. Other charter, charter affiliate, a grandfather affiliate. I don't know what the term you use for. I mean, but it was the first one.
Yeah.
This signal right here in the state of Tennessee.
They took it out of Knoxville.
So when the Vols sporting events come on, you tune it to 103.7. And we're going to have the Vols tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. I believe the pregame should start about 8:30.
Yes.
And then we're going to have Alabama tonight against North Carolina. We're going to talk about those teams. But first, let's talk about the Maury County Public Schools game of the week that we called last night at Raider Park at Spring Hill High School.
We've got to coin that. That's gonna. Okay. We're gonna have to.
I am. I'm just gonna call it Raider Park. I don't care what they call it. I'm gonna call it Raider Park.
We need to send.
That's
a letter
where the Rowdy
or
Boys baseball team of Spring Hill High School play under the tutelage of Coach Peter Lamb, and they won a suspended game from Monday, 8-1 over the Columbia Central High School Lions, who has a long tradition of tremendous baseball prowess here in Middle Tennessee area and across the state. And the Lions took it on the chin in the first game that was suspended from Monday because of rain. So we had to pick that game up in about the third inning, which Spring Hill was leading, and they just never looked back. They added on more runs as towards the end of the game, right?
So, yeah.
The second game, which we called afterwards in a cool, windy night.
Very
in,
cool.
In Neapolis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Was a much different outcome and a much different game. It was a tight ball game all the way up until about the fifth or sixth inning.
Yeah, it was the bottom of the fifth because Columbia was, you know, they were supposed to play that game at Central, but due to the amount of rain that they got on Monday, they moved it to Spring Hill. So Central was the home team technically at Spring Hill's at Raider Park, and bottom of the fifth inning, they put up two runs. They were down 2-1, went up 3-2, and didn't relinquish it.
There you go. CHS won the second game, like you said, 3-2 at Raider Park. And I tell you what, they won the second game, talking about Columbia Central High School Lions, behind some tremendous pitching by Lane Sharp, a junior pitcher. And we were sitting right behind home plate, and we're just super impressed by Lane Sharp. He threw the maximum number of pitches, which I believe is 120. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's 120. Yep.
But he threw 120, and I'm telling you what, folks, this kid was humming them.
Eight strikeouts in technically three innings, but he was taken out in that third inning, so he would have finished the game and ended the game. Burton Moore came in and finished it out, but it was spectacular. Eight strikeouts in three innings. He struck out eight straight batters.
There you go.
Pretty incredible.
Congratulations. And we'll let you know what the game of the week is going to be maybe Monday. Hopefully Monday. I know by Thursday we'll know what the game of the week is going to be.
I hope so.
And it'll probably be held on a Friday.
Yep.
Is what we're scheduling, the Maury County Public School Game of the Week baseball. And we might even – are they including softball in on that too this year? I mean –
We're covering Central softball right now.
I don't see why we can't make it. We have a great softball matchup between Columbia Spring Hill or Columbia whoever or Culioca Santa Fe, whatever the deal is. If we get two good softball teams together, let's cover them. Let's do them. Coaches, you can call us 931-626-3131. Put your name in the hat. Say, hey, why not us? I totally agree with it.
And Drake and I will come together.
Absolutely. We'll come out there and call that baby.
Make a decision on where we want to go.
And tell them about the Lady Vols coming to town real quick.
Yeah, we got the Mid-State Classic 5 days from today. On Tuesday, April 2nd, is the Mid-State Classic at Ridley Park. It'll be Central and Spring Hill softball. I believe that starts at 10:30, and then Columbia State is going to be playing UT Southern following that game, and then the Lady Vols from Tennessee, the softball team, will be playing the Lady Tigers from Memphis at 5:30. And I believe we're going to be carrying that on our sister station, 103.7.
Well, that's – and, you know.
It's a cool thing.
Not only Tennessee basketball, football, Alabama basketball, football, we're going to carry some dang Lady Vols softball right here at Ridley Park in Columbia, Tennessee, baby.
Get your tickets.
Who's your daddy? I mean, come on.
I don't know if it's sold out yet, but that thing usually sells out pretty quickly. They got to bring in extra bleachers.
We're not going to sit around and talk about how we picked our kids up in the school line and, you know, what we going to cook for dinner and, you know, how we mow the lawn. We're not going to bore you with all that chit-chat that y'all really – I don't know why you would care about what Lou and I did anyway in our normal day life. What we're going to talk about, we're going to bring you sports here. We're going to bring you sporting events, and we're going to talk about sporting events. And if you don't like it, change the channel. Because we're going to talk about sports when you cut it on, Front Porch Radio, Sports Hour. Front Porch Sports Radio.
Hour.
Hour.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know what.
It's fine. Anyway, it's fine. By all means, stay tuned in to us. We appreciate it.
I'm not. You know what I'm saying. I'm just getting fired up because you know what? It's opening day, baby.
There's something in the air.
The Braves game has been delayed till tomorrow due to inclement weather in Philadelphia. I've got some kinfolk up there. They're staying there the weekend. They're there. They're big Braves fans. They're going to see that ball game.
And you can listen to that game on 103.7.
Yeah, they sent us some pictures. Yesterday they were on the Rocky steps. You know what I'm talking about? Do you ever watch Rocky? You know where he runs up the steps and he's bouncing around the steps. Well, of course they're at the top of the steps with their arms raised. So, and it's fun to relive that, and also that there's tons of history. I mean, obviously it's Philadelphia, you know, Liberty Bell, and all that type of stuff. It's incredible the history in that town. Okay, 68 teams of 16. I said 68-team tournament is down to 16 teams. 8 games are going to determine the next or the Elite Eight, the 8 that move on. 4 of those games are going to be played tonight, Big Lou.
Yep.
It's going to start off with Clemson against Arizona. Arizona being a 6.5-point favorite with a total of 153. That game is scheduled for 6 o'clock. So if you're out running around, get your errands done, get your honeydews done, get your rear end back home, sit down in your favorite chair, get your favorite beverage out.
Go ahead and call out of work tomorrow.
And a big sandwich, Dagwood, baby.
What kind of sandwich?
With a pile of chips, huh?
What kind of sandwich?
I'm probably going to have to go to a local, they make Heroes, okay?
And
buy what they call a giant.
Okay.
A giant sandwich. I'm telling you.
I'm behind it.
I know. I just, you know, they're like, what do you want on? I said, what have you got?
Throw everything on it.
Hell yeah. I mean, come on. From jalapenos to banana peppers, I don't care. Just throw it on there.
Salami, all of it.
Yes, sir. And then I've got this submarine dressing that's made up in Pennsylvania that I buy at another local store around here. And it's kind of like an oil, like an Italian dressing, but it's made for submarine sandwiches. And it is so good.
There you go.
Second game is number 1 seed UConn versus the number 5 seed San Diego State. UConn's favored by 11 points in that matchup, 137 total. Bama on this station, 101.7, kicking off around 7:30 in the pregame, tip off for about 8:30, is getting 4 points from North Carolina, and we're going to talk about that game and these games tonight with the Magic 8-Ball picks at the end of the hour. And the last game of the night is number 3 Illinois versus number 2 Iowa State. That should be a terrific game. Iowa State just favored by a point. So basically a pick 'em right there, Big Lou.
Yeah. Should be a great game.
With a total of 145. And that game is scheduled to tip off at 9:09 tonight, Central Standard Time.
And that definitely won't be the time it actually tips off.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about these games in 2 segments to go today. This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. My name is Drake, and I am in the studio with my man Big Lou. Please don't go anywhere. It's Thursday. It's March Madness. We're getting crazy. We'll be right back. Gazing out of the window.
back in town. Celebrate Mule Day's 50th anniversary, April 4th to 7th in downtown Columbia. All of your favorite Mule Day events are back. Jackpot mule races, log pulling, auctioneer's championship, Miss Mule Day pageant, the driving and gated mule shows, liars contest, and so much more. Don't miss the Mule Day parade, 11 a.m. Saturday, April 6th. Mule Day's 50th anniversary, April 4th through the 7th in downtown Columbia. Visit MuleDay.com for a complete schedule of events.
This is Coach Tredarius Goff from Columbia Central High School Football. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Robert Rogers at Parks Motor Sales Buick GMC. Parks Motor Sales was founded by my granddad, Bobby Parks, and my great-granddad, Julian Mays, in 1958. We've been family-owned the whole time, and being family-owned, locally-owned, means you get your next vehicle or your existing vehicle serviced by the same people who stand in the grocery line with you, drop their kids off at the same school you do, and smile and are happy to see you when they do. So come see us at Parks Motor Sales in Columbia, Tennessee on 919 Nashville Highway or parksmotorsales.com.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people, the place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship, beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia. Owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Carrie, registered gemologist. Assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
Hey, this is Tripp Stoltz, owner of Columbia Ace Hardware. Spring is here, and we are excited to announce that we have completely remodeled our store. We have expanded our selection in many brands, including Milwaukee, Steel, and Big Green Egg. We have new inventory arriving daily, so come see the changes for yourself at 112 East James Campbell Boulevard, Columbia, Tennessee.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Elk Kennedy. The old saying is, happy wife, happy life, couldn't be more true. Many years ago, my wife, Mary Susan, had major surgery on her back, but continued with chronic pain. Doctors were saying invalid, disabled. But then she found the Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain in Franklin, Tennessee. It has changed our lives. We visited there recently with Dr. Wendy Tuohy, saw the state-of-the-art facilities. Folks, don't take a pill. Call Dr. Gill.
Go to callmepainfree.com. Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE Primetech, Bandit, and Surex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
This is Tripp Stoltz with Columbia Ace Hardware. I love listening to 101.7 WKOM FM, Columbia, Tennessee.
And welcome back into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I'm Drake, and I'm in the studio this afternoon, Thursday afternoon, with Big Lou Maddox running the boards. We about froze our tushies off up at Spring Hill last night, but we made it through the two games, right?
We did.
That's the most important, that we pushed through.
We did make it through. I came severely underdressed.
Didn't get quite as extreme as the Donner Group, but it was close. The Donner Group was a group of people that I think in the late 1800s that went tried to go through the Rocky Mountains in the middle of winter, and it did not go well.
I'm not familiar with that story, but I could imagine that it wouldn't.
It brought cannibalism into the limelight, let me put it that way.
Gotcha.
Okay, Friday night slate, which is all what you guys want to hear. You don't want to hear a bunch of stuff about people cannibalizing each other. You want to hear about the number two seeded Tennessee Vols, 26-8. But hang on a minute. We'll get to them. So Friday night slate, tomorrow night slate starts like this. Number 11 seed North Carolina State. Who at this point is the, I don't know, looks to be the highest rated or the highest seed in the tournament left, or lowest seed.
Let's they put are. That way.
Excuse me. The lowest seed in the tournament left.
Highest number, lowest seed.
That's my dyslexia kicking in. As they take on number two seed Marquette, and Marquette's favored by 6.5 with a 151 total, and that's scheduled to kick off at about 6:09 kickoff. Tip off about 6:09.
DJ Burns, big guy. He's like Zach Randolph.
He's a round mound of rebound. I guarantee you.
He started his career at Tennessee, if you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
He transferred out.
I tell you what, he stepped up the plate the other night and made a couple of clutch free throws in their basketball game.
He stepped up to the plate for the past month.
Number eight, Gonzaga. I mean, Gonzaga, didn't you tell me they've made the Sweet 16 like 30 times or something crazy? I mean,
there's some type of stat out there that's wild like that about them.
If you guys know that stat, call the station, 931-698-3130. They've made the tournament like 30 times straight and have made the Sweet 16 like incredible number of times. But anyway, they play a tough matchup in Zach Edey and Purdue. Do you think they give Zach Edey a little too much leeway for him?
Yes.
Explain that to us.
I just – you know, he's a prototypical college big man, and we've seen this before. They had the Haas guy from Germany.
You're not old enough to remember Ralph Sampson. He was about 7'4".
But he's a good player. He's a great player in college,
and a huge human being. I mean, think about it. He's a gigantic person. And
I don't see him.
Do you think they officiate him differently because he's 7'4"?
I don't know about that, but I personally don't see him having too long of an NBA career.
Okay. Well,
I think the pro level of basketball has shifted away from a big man that can just that can only be a big man, if you know what I'm saying. I think the prototypical big man in the NBA now is somebody like Joel Embiid or Jokic or Wembanyama that can do it all at that height, and I just don't think he can.
Okay, well, we'll find out. He takes on the second lowest seed in Gonzaga. The first game is NC State at 11. Gonzaga is the second lowest seed at 8. And they'll take on Purdue. Purdue's a 5.5-point favorite with a 154 total. That game starts 30 minutes after the first game. So there'll be two games going on early, and then later tonight there'll be the two late games, and they will be going on early. Obviously, they'll end 30, 45 minutes apart, but they'll be going on – they'll be shown
simultaneously. Yep.
Number four, Duke takes on number one, Houston. I think that's going to be a great game.
It's going to be terrific.
Be a battle. Filipowski and company tripping people up and on the court and stuff because he got beat.
Yep.
Showing some bad sportsmanship. That should tell you who I'm rooting for. Houston's a 4.5-point favorite with the lowest total of the night at 133. And my suggestion to you gamblers is the lower the total, the more you should go under. The lower the total, the more you should go under. The higher the total, like Alabama, North Carolina, which we're going to talk about third in the third segment. Magic 8-ball pick.
You go over on that.
Right? Don't give away the Magic 8-ball pick,
sorry,
Big Lou.
I apologize. Maybe. They don't know it yet. They don't know exactly
what
you want to do yet.
This is the one you want to talk about. 25-9, number three seed Creighton versus number two seed the Tennessee Volunteers. Big Orange, baby. Yeah, you're not playing your song.
That sounded good on you.
You're not playing your song? Go Big Orange!
I'll use it on game day. I will be using it on game day,
26-8. The Vols are a 2.5-point favorite. A three-pointer at the buzzer will win you some bucks.
And I don't
some
I
Big
that
Orange
happen.
Bucks. A three-pointer at the buzzer from a tie ball game will win you some Big Orange bucks.
Creighton can shoot. So I 73-70.
I'm calling it out. Vols by three. 73-70 right now. 143.
Okay.
The total is 144. That game is scheduled to start. It's the last game of the night, folks. It starts at 9 o'clock. Plenty of time to get the kids to bed, get them bathed into bed, maybe mix up an adult beverage, and root the Big Orange victories. They take on Creighton. You know, the Creighton Blue Jays survived double overtime against Oregon. That was a fantastic.
It was a great game.
Ball game. I don't know. I watched it because I think they did that come after or before the Vols won. I couldn't remember.
It was after. I think
I was watching
that
just to see who the Vols would play.
I think it was the next day.
I think a lot of Vols watched that.
Or it was right after. I can't really remember.
In the round of 32, they played Saturday. And the Vols outlasted Texas 62-58 with a couple late free throws from four late free throws from Dalton Connect.
Who didn't have a great
no,
day.
I mean, with the fourth free throws with like 8.8 seconds left and less, he scores 18 points. He scores 14 points before the last free throws.
And he only scored four in the first half.
Look for Tennessee's defense to try to lock down Creighton's three-point shooters. Kolick, is that his name? Or is that – no, that's not – Kolick's not on there. But these are the guys that you need to keep an eye on for the Creighton Blue Jays. They're out of the Big East, in case you people didn't know. I didn't really – you know, there's so many colleges jumping around nowadays. How long have they been in the Big East?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Well, there you go.
It's Creighton. There's a lot of mid-major teams.
14-7, Big Lou in the Big East. Their record is 14-7. They average 80 points a game. That's a pretty good average. It's a pretty good clip.
14-7 in their conference is
kind
of shocking to me. Because who's in the Big East?
Outscoring opponents by 11 a game, holding their opponents to about 70 points a game. So they're holding and outscoring their opponents by about 10. The Vols are average almost 80 points a game, the same as Creighton. This is going to be a tight ball game tonight, folks.
Tomorrow night. It's going to be good.
Excuse me, tomorrow night.
Yep.
We're going to talk about Alabama, North Carolina here in just a minute. But Creighton averages 10 three-pointers a game.
They put up, I think it was, it was 15 or 16 that they put up against Oregon. So they're, I mean, they're even hotter than they usually are.
I mean, the Vols are going to have to defend the three-point area. And I think the Vols have big enough men on the inside to protect the rim when they extend their defense
right
out to the three-point area.
Yeah, they do.
Outside the arc, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
That's what they have to depend on.
Yeah.
I mean, in my opinion.
That'd be big.
Two players to watch tomorrow night for the Vols. Creighton's Trey Alexander, he averages 18 points a game. He's their Dalton Connect. And really, they've got a couple of players. But 18 points a game for Alexander, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Ryan Kalkbrenner is the guy's name. I believe he's the big inside guy. 18 points a game, 8 rebounds a game. And he's been shooting, get this, 68% over the last 10 games from the floor.
They can all
shoot. That's not free throws. That's not free throws average.
No.
That's 68%. That's almost 70%.
Which is unreal.
Over the last 10 games from the floor?
That's crazy.
How big is this guy? Is he like a giraffe or something?
They can all shoot.
I'm just saying.
It's pretty unbelievable. They can put up some points. But my thing is, with this game, I just think Tennessee is – I think they're getting the 2.5 points because I think that Vegas knows that they're a lot more athletic.
That they're more heard of. They're in the SEC.
That too. But
so you think they're getting some style points? You think those 2.5 points from Vegas is just style points?
No, I think that they know that Tennessee's a much more athletic team, and they can defend the outside and cover the inside, like you just mentioned. And Creighton's not going to be able to play like they normally do.
I'll take Creighton plus a 2.5 for a Coca-Cola. You got the Vols minus 2.5?
I do
for a Coca-Cola.
I mean, what do you expect me to say that I'm not going to have them?
I don't know. Under 2.5? I'm just saying. I want it to be official.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, it's on.
It's on.
It's a bet.
Let's do it.
It's a bet. You know, like I said, Creighton, they cruised past Akron in their first round of 64. The round of 62 is a little different story, but they came up against a very tough, probably the best game of the second round was. I mean, obviously went to double overtime. But, I mean, just the matchup of those two teams and the way they fought.
And Oregon plays a lot and like Oregon, Tennessee does,
Oregon
but at a lesser level.
They were Oregon super, super athletic.
Exactly.
Long.
That's where my reasoning
Creighton
comes
came
from.
Out on top. Come back. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's where a lot of that reasoning comes from that Oregon game. I think that Tennessee is a better coached and – probably more talented team than Oregon is on paper.
Yep.
And I think they play the same type of ball. So well, I think that's why Tennessee has the edge.
You folks out there can listen to it right here on 103.7 FM Friday night. It is the last game to go off. Beginning at about 8:30, Bob Kessler and company will come on at pregame, 103.7 FM. You can go to WKOM.com.
KRM.
KRM.com. Or you can go to WKOM.
Either or.
WKOM.com, WKRM.com. You can go to Front Porch Radio TN, as in Tennessee.com, and just click on Listen Live. And you can listen straight through your computer at home.
Anywhere.
How easy is that? Or phone, wherever.
Anywhere.
Front Porch Radio TN.com, WKOM.com, WKRM.com. You can listen to the Vols. Clear as a bell.
Yep.
Bob Kessler. Get crazy. Go Big Orange.
You're listening to him in Poland.
Rocky Topping, baby. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Once two strangers. That's what I'm talking about. Climbed old Rocky
Top. They did climb it.
They leave for something to drink.
They were. Yes.
There you go. We're approaching our break, our second break. Get through these commercials, make a little money. We got our last segment. And I'm gonna pull out the 8 Magic 8 Ball, and we're going to make some money. At the end of this hour, do not go anywhere. This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Right. Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
This is Jim Ross, and you are listening to Front Porch Radio, WKOM 101.7, located in Columbia, Tennessee.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. We have advertised with WKRM and WKOM for the past several years and found it to be very successful. I highly recommend advertising with them if you have a local business like ours. We're located at 1608 Hatcher Lane here in Columbia. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 8 to 2. Stop by Holland's for all your prescription needs where we have fast, friendly, courteous service. We custom fit support hose for you also. Thanks for supporting Holland's and WKRM and WKOM.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hey, this is Derek Ransom of Ten Pin Alley, voted number one family entertainment center in Murray County. We offer 32 bowling lanes, giant arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, and a full cafe and bar menu. We also specialize in group events, kids and adult birthday parties, company parties, sports team parties, and holiday parties. We're located at 322 East James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia. Call us today at 931-381-BOWL or visit us at tenpin.com. Ten Pin Alley, it's where the good times roll.
In today's uncertain world, you can never be too careful about your family's financial future. That's why the Parker Group, a part of Baird's Private Wealth Management, is offering a free second opinion on your financial plans. Let us review your current plan, and we will identify any gaps and offer suggestions to improve it. Please call the Parker Group at 931-548-3737. That's 931-548-3737. Robert W. Baird & Company Incorporated does not offer tax or legal advice.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Woo!
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
This is Coach Devin Simler from Columbia Central Baseball. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake with Big Lou on the board, spinning the tunes for us. Man, that takes me back a little bit.
Got a little Jackson 5 of them.
Yeah,
that's a sample.
Put a little Michael in the back. Kind of, yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
Come on, that one might go in the playlist.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's always been a good one. So this guy named Ken Pomeroy, he does kind of this algorithms, a long equation of where he looks at college basketball teams' offensive efficiency, which is a ratio of how many times they have a ball, have offensive sets or have the ball offensively, let's say, in a 40-minute game, two 20-minute halves. And then it also looks at their defensive side, how many times you play defense and how many times your opponent scores on you, and you're rated accordingly. He gives the Vols about a 57% chance of winning tonight. I mean, tomorrow night.
I'll take it.
And he gives Creighton, obviously, about 42% to make it to consecutive years in the Elite Eight. They were in the Elite Eight yet last year. So that's what's going to happen on Friday night, the late game.
Yep.
Tune in right here. Well, on 103.7 WKRM or WKRM.com. You can listen live through your phone, computer, whatever.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yep.
That's right. Anywhere.
All over the world.
There you go. Absolutely. Tonight on 101.7, this station you're listening to right now, lock it in. Wherever you lock in these numbers, 101.7 FM WKOM, number one UNC, number one seed, one of four.
The fourth one seed in.
UNC Tar Heels, North Carolina, baby Carolina Blue, Dean Smith. The Dean Smith Center, where they're or gym or wherever the hell they play basketball up there, in Chapel Hill.
And he's been following the team. Have you seen that? Dean's been at.
I've seen him. They put the camera on him once or twice. Is it up there? Well, they play the number four seed, University of Alabama Crimson Tide from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, in the last game tonight. So they're scheduled to tip off about 9:09. Alabama broadcast will come on 1 hour pregame before tip-off at 9:09. So somewhere around 8 o'clock, maybe a little after, the Alabama pregame will start.
It'll be here before you know it. Drake, what are you doing? You just gonna? I mean, you just hanging out
I've got. We're gonna have lasagna tonight.
Sweet.
And hopefully by that time we'll be done with. We'll be ready to put the dishes up, get everything cleaned up, and get ready for the ball game at about 9 o'clock. Get Carl bedded down, get him quiet.
Yeah.
He has to Carl, my dog Carl, my little miniature dachshund. He has to do this kind of running around the house chasing the ball for about 20 minutes.
He's got a routine.
25 minutes. Yeah,
gotta get the energy out.
Yeah. He has to play, and then he gets a little tuckered out, and he crawls up on the couch with my wife and burrows under a blanket.
Sounds like a great life.
Okay, so tonight UNC is favored by 4 points for all you wagerers out there. The over-under total is somewhere around 173, I think. The highest total of the 8 games played in the next couple of days, today and tomorrow. But like I said, they play tonight. Alabama beat number 13 seed College of Charleston pretty easily. Then they ran up against a gritty team in the 12 seed Grand Canyon, their second.
It was a good squad.
And they were kind of up and down the floor, and they were playing some tough defense. They just lacked a little bit on offense. They weren't very organized, and they kind of played a street ball game on offense, I thought. And I kind of took that from some of the announcers, too. Bama's looking to advance into the Elite Eight for the first time since 2004, 20 years ago.
That's when I was born.
There you go. Alabama was in the Elite Eight in 2004. Bama's head coach, Nate Oates, who's just signed an extension on his contract, handsomely paid as the head coach, University of Alabama Crimson Tide.
As he should have been.
But he's 0-4 trying to lead Bama into the Elite Eight in three appearances in the tournament. So he's gotten to the Sweet 16 three times. This will be the third time. The two previous times they did not make it in. So maybe the third time's a charm. Who knows? But it's going to be tough against North Carolina. But they're getting 4.5 points. And a lot of the experts out there are leaning towards Alabama a little bit. It makes me scared. I'm an Alabama fan, so I'm not going to bet it, Big Lou. I'm going to follow my advice that I give listeners and friends that gamble on where their heart is, on the Vol. You know, guys that love the Vols.
Don't do anything personal.
Guys that, you know, can't live without putting some color of orange on that day and walking around with it for some reason. You know, they're determined. Every single sporting event that you can gamble on them, they put money on the Vols. And, you know, if Vegas is right and does their job, you're going to win half the time and lose half the time, but you're also going to lose 10% of whatever you waged. So –
it's not smart to do that.
This is the first time under head coach Nate Oates that Alabama is playing a game in the tournament as a lower seed.
Really?
And of course, now they've only been twice, but they've made it to, I think, this week six or made it to this week 16 those two times.
And they've always been the higher seed. Obviously, the SEC tried. Champs last year, so probably. They have one
this
or two
is the first time. Injury-wise, Alabama's guard, Latrell Reitzel Jr., he averaged about 9 points throughout the year, is questionable. He had a head injury. This is all from like a concussion. You know, normally you hear about football players, right?
You don't
baseball
hear a lot of
players get hit in the head with a pitch.
Occasionally.
You know, concussion or in the face or wherever.
Yeah.
Concussion, but basketball players, but this guy sustained falling to the floor on the sidelines. I saw the play, struck his head on the floor, and he's questionable for tonight. Ken Pomeroy, or the Ken Pom ratings, ranks Alabama 14th in the country. It ranks North Carolina number 9 in the country.
In overall rankings?
Yes, in overall rankings. North Carolina 9, Alabama 14. Now, North Carolina's favored by 4. So that's about right. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, there's probably not I don't know. Out of 170-something teams, you're talking about a distance between the two of four spots.
As much as I hate it, along with some of the experts that you're talking about, I'm rolling with Alabama.
Okay.
I just like
that's them.
That's
cool.
I got a feeling.
I am not mad at you for doing that, my friend. Roll on. Now – Bama limped into March Madness, remember, losing 4 of their last six games.
Big time limping.
But they took care of business in the first two rounds of the tournament so far. They woke up, but they also beat a 12 and a 13 seed.
But I think and Charleston deserved a 13 seed. I thought Grand Canyon was a better team than a 12. So yeah.
And, of course, Grand Canyon winning helps Alabama out in their second round. Playing a 12 seed. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Now,
I think Alabama's refound.
According to the KenPom rankings, Alabama faced the fourth toughest schedule in the country. The fourth, one, two, three, four toughest schedule, but they played these tournament qualifiers. So think about this before you gamble on Alabama or on them or against them. Alabama beat Oregon during the year, South Carolina, Mississippi State twice. They split with Auburn. They beat A&M. And I think they split with Florida also.
Yes.
They lost to Clemson. These are the teams in the tournament that Alabama lost to. And listen to these teams. Clemson, still in it.
Good team.
Purdue, still in it.
Great team.
Creighton, still in it.
Great team.
Arizona, still in it.
Great team.
Tennessee, still in it.
Great
team. That's five.
Yeah. Of 16.
Of 16, including Alabama. So that's a third of the field, 33% of the field, or a little bit more, really.
Yeah.
And they also lost Kentucky. They might have split with Kentucky. No, I think they lost Kentucky this year. That was just a home and home, just a home type thing once a year for them. So it's interesting to see that Alabama lost to Clemson, Purdue, Creighton, Arizona, and Tennessee this year. And those are five of the 16, including Bama, that are left, one-third of the field that Alabama lost to. Yep. Interesting.
It is.
Now, remember, Mark Sears is the catalyst for Alabama Crimson Tide. Their point guard, All-American, 21 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals a game. Shoots 85 from the free throw. Speaking of free throw percentage, when you get down to these and you're gambling on these games, try to find each team's free throw percentage regular season and during the tournament. And try, if you're going to put money on a team, go with the team if you're not quite sure and you want to watch it.
You're leaning one way or the other.
If you're not quite sure and you want to put a little something on the game to watch and make it interesting, go with the team with the better free throw percentage.
They matter.
But they matter a lot. And literally, after the game, the team probably that shot 50% or somewhere in that range and missed enough free throws to maybe allow them to win,
right,
or send the game to overtime. So go with the team with the more free throws.
Happens a
lot. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
For Alabama, Aaron Estrada's 13 points a game, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. Forward Grant Nelson, big, tall, rangy kid, transfer, 11 points a game, 5 rebounds. And Ryan Griffin, 11 points, 3 rebounds. So you're looking at 4 players easily averaging double digits for Alabama.
Yep.
Bama ranks first in points in the country, 91 points a game, almost 91 points average a game. 11th in free throw percentage, Alabama ranks in the country. At 78.6%. So that's something to keep an eye on. Look at the free throw percentage. Do your homework when you're gambling on these teams. Don't just flip a coin. Sometimes my wife just likes the color blue better than the color crimson. I don't know what to do.
She really?
Yeah. She just.
Does that cause some?
Which one you like? She'll look at them warming up or see them in their football jersey. Just pick out a color. I don't know.
Okay.
UNC, North Carolina, finished the season with only 3 ACC losses during the regular season. They lost 3 games during the regular season in the ACC, losing to North Carolina State in the ACC title game of the tournament.
Which put NC State in.
Qualifiers, they beat Tennessee earlier this year, NC State twice. They beat Duke twice and UVA. They lost to UConn, Kentucky, and they split with Clemson. UNC's battle test, I'm telling you. I'm not touching.
They're a good team.
I might go with over. And players to watch is R.J. Davis, Baycott, Ingram, Ryan, all those guys scoring double digits. KenPom ranks him 9th. It'll be a torrid pace. Probably North Carolina on the money line is the safest play if you were going to play it. I'm not touching it because I'm an Alabama fan. And that's just the way things go.
I think it's going to be a really, really good game. And I think it's going to be really high scoring.
There you go.
And
go Predators, baby.
Yeah, it's going to
be
great.
Scoring streak still alive Tuesday night against the Las Vegas Knights. They come back down 3-1. They come all the way back and win in overtime.
They were down 4-1. They were down 4-1.
Oh, was it?
They were down 3-0, and they were down 4-1.
They come all the way back And look, Las Vegas Night Church solidly in fourth place in the Pacific Division of the Western Conference. And they're no joke. They're in the upper echelon of that division with the other three teams. So don't let it fool you. The Predators,
reigning champs.
The Predators just aren't playing a bunch of scrubs. They're
reigning
playing
champions.
The real deal. Florida Panthers, Las Vegas Knights, and they're 24-1 if you want to look them up and put some money on them to win. And that's just to win the Western Conference, not the Stanley Cup. All right, 8-ball tonight, folks. Let's make a little money. Let's get rich. Take Clemson plus the 7.5 points over in the